In the shadow of the church of the Saint-Germain-des-Prés on the Rue Bonaparte, the staff of the Czech Cultural Center waved visitors into the closing celebration of a unique exhibition of the work of 10 contemporary Czech artists. The hands-on experience of Orbis Pictus comprised 3 floors of fantastical, whimsical instruments and machines, all of which could be touched and many of which could be used to create sounds and music. More than 6,000 visitors attended the exhibit during the languorous summer months when many Parisians leave the city. The next stop for the exhibit, which recently drew to a close in Paris, is Prague's Czech Museum of Music. Orbis Pictus was conceived by Peter Nickel and features the work of artists like Peter Laurent and Lubosch Fiedler. Nickel said the exhibit was conceptualized as a space for communication, imagination, and play.
It is not a real exhibition. It is a space for games.
Nickel said this concept is a new frontier for contemporary Czech art, something of a departure from tradition. The Cultural Center's Jitka de Praval elaborated on Nickel's thoughts, saying the collection is a medium for personal enrichment and communication with others.
The potential of imagination, this exhibition helped to develop this potential.
The pieces are constructed with materials like metal and wood. De Praval said the exhibit is presented as an alternative to electronic games and other modern diversions that don't inspire individual creativity or development.
At the moment, everybody is invited to use electronic games, and everywhere you have possibility to play, but this kind of play doesn't develop your imagination, doesn't develop your personality. And the games of Peter Nickel are very simple. They ask people to touch, to play something.
On closing day, visitors of all ages were present, trying out the keyboard, the strings, xylophones, and drums attached to the art pieces. The gallery filled with sound, sometimes melodious, sometimes cacophonous. On the top floor, a giant inflatable igloo housed a large table with instruments, a flowing stream of water, moving cogs and wheels, and various displays of fanciful objects, insects, seashells, leaves, and old gardening tools. Bára Pruškova, a student at the French high school in Prague, came to Paris to help out with the exhibition.
Yes, we can say that everybody is really fascinated by this exhibition because it's something new. They are shocked that they can touch all the things. The parents with the children are also very happy because the children can move with the objects and so on. And yes, the children like it very much because they can't move at the exhibition. They can try everything.
One of the pleased parents at the closing celebration for Orbis Pictus was the Czech ambassador to France, M. Pavel Fischer, who was in attendance with his family. When asked if his 3 children enjoyed the exhibit, he replied, "Absolutely." Fischer visited the exhibit numerous times over the summer with local politicians as well. He said the exhibit was a very nice way to put the message of Comenius in today's light. Orbis Pictus was inspired by the work of Comenius, the 17th century Czech philosopher and educator, who is considered the father of modern education. According to the director of Czech studies at the Sorbonne, Xavier Galmiche, this connection with the past is part of what makes this exhibition one of the most important to be shown at Paris's Czech Cultural Center.
It's a huge, great idea to approach this philosophy of the end of 16th century, beginning of 17th century, where the question of astronomy, alchemy, and the cosmogony was the actuality of the philosophy. And that's why this exhibition is related to this very famous text of Comenius.
But while the exhibit draws inspiration from the past, Galmiche says it also demonstrates an important thread in modern Czech thought.
In the Czech context, there is always, from the 60s maybe, this an attempt to associate philosophy and game. The connection between the practical world and the sensible world, what I can touch and feel, and the intellectual one. In the very large scale of European cultures, I mean that it is one of the specificities of Czech culture that they have this feeling for the concretization of thought, of meaning.
More than 6,000 people saw the show in Paris, including 465 visitors on the last day. In the days following the exhibition's closing, the pieces were dismantled, packed up, and prepared for transport by trucks to the Czech Republic. The Prague exhibit will include more local and international artists to fill the larger space at the Czech Museum of Music. It will debut there in mid-March of 2007.